USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Ms. Cheney's resounding primary defeat marks the end of an era for the Republican Party as well as her own family legacy. The most high-profile political casualty yet, the fall of the three-term congresswoman who has declared it her mission to ensure Donald Trump never returns to the Oval Office, was vividly foreshadowed earlier this year on the first anniversary of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. As the House convened for a moment of silence, Cheney, who is leading the investigation into the insurrection as vice chair of the 1-6 committee, and her father, former Vice President Dick Cheney, stood almost alone on the Republican side of the House floor. Governor Doug Ducey, Republican from Arizona, on Tuesday signed into law HB 2853, providing every Arizona family with an annual $7,000 per child to put toward education, including for private schooling and homeschooling. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care. Especially now, with inflation the way it is, people are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Forecasters warn this week that a large swath of California's interior will experience dangerously high temperatures. The California Independent System Operator is calling for voluntary electricity conservation from 4 to 9 p.m. Antoine Melkonian knows what that personally means for him.
Well, I guess don't charge the Tesla, right?
Meanwhile, in Michigan, the Great Lakes Water Authority has extended their boil water advisory for several communities just north of Detroit to September 3rd. Officials revealing the broken pipe responsible for the water main break suffered significant damage and will require extensive repairs. But for communities like Shelby Township, access to bottled water remains scarce as the governor's supply runs out in minutes. Shelby Township Supervisor Rick Stakathis said that they're frustrated at the wait, saying they're organized and ready to distribute the water once the governor gets them the supply.
We can use a lot more water, and I guess the governor's office is doing everything possible to get us more water, but right now we just don't have enough.
This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Not guilty, says the man charged with assaulting a 49ers fan outside SoFi Stadium last January before the start of a Rams home game. Ryan Cifuentes claims he was in the middle of a group of San Francisco fans that got punched first. In the end, one Niners fan suffered brain damage and was in a coma but has since recovered. A member of Donald Trump's legal team questions the legality of last week's raid.
President Trump attorney Christina Bob on Newsmax overnight announced the Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation had no legal right for raiding President Trump's Florida home last week.
We've learned that the Department of Justice and the FBI is suddenly mum about what their intentions were and what they were looking for. If they actually had something, at the very least, they would have held a press conference, you know, resolving a lot of these questions in Americans' minds, and they haven't even done that. So I don't think they have anything.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Drunk driving and excessive speed have led to a steady increase in traffic fatalities since the start of the COVID pandemic, and the statistics continue to get worse. Traffic deaths in 2022 are running at least 7% higher than last year and at the highest rate in two decades. Starting now through Labor Day, safety officials are launching their annual Drive Sober campaign and increasing law enforcement to try and cut down on impaired driving. Megan Carter lost her twin brother in the drunk driving crash when they were 19. Now, with Mothers Against Drunk Driving, she's working to create a future with no more victims.